Aaron Rodgers, I'm happy for him to be back. I told him he's been my favorite quarterback since 2011, the year he won the Super Bowl, for, you know, personal reasons. You know, my mom, I was supposed to go on an official visit. Y'all get to know this story. Y'all get to have a nice piece about me about this. So I grew up in Atlanta. We were Falcon fans growing up. And the Falcons, that was the year they was in the NFC Championship. And that's when Aaron rolled through. And, you know, Falcons, they was having a good year. And then Aaron came through and beat them by 21. But at that same time, those weekends, the whole month of January, you know, if you're a college athlete and a prospect, that's when you take officials. Due to the Falcons being in the playoffs on the weekends, I couldn't go on an official until day season was over or until I had a break. So the week after the NFC Championship, you know, that week, I got a chance to go on an official, and they lost. And they got, and you know, I really didn't, at the time, I would, you know, watch the Falcons and whoever they play. But at the time, I seen Aaron Rodgers, you know, on TV. I wasn't live at the game, but I seen him on TV, and I was like, man, who is this Aaron Rodgers guy? He's dicing the Falcons up. He's having his way. You know, you call it Burger King. He was having his way. But, you know, ever since that day, and they ended up winning the Super Bowl that year, ever since that day, he was my favorite quarterback. And then, like, just having a chance to play on the team with him. You know, I was in awe when I first signed. Of course, knowing I'm going to be here and he was going to be here, like, walking the locker room, seeing him in person, interacting with him, like, you know, it's almost like being starstruck. But, I didn't start stuttering or nothing. I just, like, wow, I'm on a team with this guy. And then he beat us my rookie year in the playoffs. But I sacked them and I remind them of it every chance I get. But, you know, but just being back, and, you know, he's been my favorite quarterback, so I'm excited for him to be back, you know. And, you know, I love playing with him, the energy he brings, the leadership he brings, and the ability he brings as a quarterback.
Why couldn't you go on official visits as long as the Falcons were still in play?
Because, you know, your official visit is on, like, a weekend, you know. So I guess, you know, after that, it's a long drive, you know, long flight or drive. You know, the Falcons were playing in the afternoon on Sunday, so, you know, a lot of times when your official visit ends on Sunday, it's kind of midday-ish. So my mom wouldn't make, she was a season ticket holder.
Oh.
Yeah, she was a season ticket holder. I skipped that part. She was a season ticket holder, and when she went on official visits, when I went on official visits, she had to get back in time for the game and tailgates and stuff, so she wouldn't have had time to drive from the location, or we wouldn't have had time to get back for the location to the game in time.